C. Marie Fermin, Ode to the Waitress, who doesn't mind when she is called waitress, who knows serving is a euphemism for time spent locked in the prison next door where the sons of the mothers, husbands of wives, serve 10 to life or 20, while their worn children wait for refills of Cherry Coke, and the waitress waits until the women unlock their clutched faces, return smiles before giving them a check that never includes the coffee, the refills, the extra bacon on the BLT that the cook, who looks out from behind the ticket window, adds to the toast, before ringing the bell, free as he is from the said same prison where a visit was the extra meat the inmate rarely got. So ode to the cook, too, then, who confesses in bacon, who checks his principles while he watches the waitress talking, stealing glances only at the tips the guards give, such as how other jobs, other engagements, may give her more chances to escape this prison town and beat down look on faces of the just released, stopping only for directions and sweet potato fries, before blowing by this big house town, so owned by its inhabitants, whose dues are paid by the state or the fed, who clock out and walk out from behind concrete walls into mortgaged walls, who, God love them, spend their better part of their lives as servers, and who, like the waitress, like the cook, like the sons and husbands, do their time pinned up in uniforms, in support soles, in dirty white aprons, dishing out compassion with paper napkins, one free slice of meat at a time.